I didn't quite know how to follow that. Hang on. Janice, you were amazing. I can't get... I am so glad you had to read that and not me. Absolute gift. Thank you. And the worship. It's just, you know, I always get panicky and thinking, oh... But the Holy Spirit is quite incredible, the way he pulls it all together and pulls us all together. So thank you, music group. That was lovely. Anyway, before I begin this passage with all the long names, I really thought it might be helpful to recap and go back to the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. Because I have to say, Paul's missionary journeys, for me, but Roger loves them, so I don't know if I ought to be speaking that. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the beginning of Acts, because, and I think you'll know it all, and I hope that you'll enjoy it, because it's so relevant to us today. You know that the author was Luke, and he was a doctor, which is relevant to our talk, because when that guy fell out the window, I have been tempted to think, maybe he just knocked himself out. But in the commentary I read, they said Luke would not have wasted his time. As it is, he missed out so much of what St. Paul did, and he wouldn't have put that in if that lad hadn't been completely dead. Anyway, Luke was a doctor, and he was a friend, a great friend of Paul, and a travelling companion, and was actually there at the time. The audience who he was writing for,